overnight. We are racing at Cranbourne, and Adam O is there to call all of the action. How are you, Adam?
Michael, very well, yes. Looking forward to getting down to Cranbourne. They always can get a reasonable crowd. Hopefully the weather starts to fine up a little bit. Where I am at the moment between Woolamai and Stony Creek, it's been raining most of the morning, but at this stage it looks like it's staying away from the Cranbourne area.
Well, yeah, there's no rain around metropolitan Melbourne at the moment, so fingers crossed that it does stay fine there. We're currently on a soft 6 rating and the rail is true. Are you confident tonight?
I found this a very challenging program, to be honest, Michael. I think there's some very even races. There's hopes and several hopes, strong hopes in nearly every race tonight. The way I'm leaning to as my best bet is in race number 4. I think this race is one that perhaps we can narrow it down to maybe only 3 leading chances. And one of them is the 5 Saraga Bay. He's only had the 1 start, and on face value, a 7th at Pakenham perhaps doesn't excite. But he was in the market off the strength of some good jump-out work. He got back. He wasn't doing much until the last 100 metres, and that's where he did his best work. And he's going from 1,200 to 1,500 tonight. And I think that's going to be ideal in a race that I thought was a little bit easier. He's prepared by Graham Begg. Always I love backing his horses, especially with a run under their belt. He's a Rebel Dane. Generally speaking, they handle wet tracks, the progeny of Rebel Dane, and I don't mind them either, with a reasonable record up to a mile as well, that particular breed. So I'm hoping Saraga Bay can get the job done in race 4, horse number 5.
Race 4, number 5, Saraga Bay for Graham Begg, and it's been supported too. $3.60 now into $2.60 favourite. So that's the better bet of the program tonight. Is there any value around?
Clap in race number 7. I think there's also been some market interest over the last 12 hours for this horse as well. This is probably one of the toughest races of the night. Clap's got an extremely good first up record, had some very good jump outs leading into a race at Sale recently where it was scratched at the barriers. I like it tonight from a draw I think it can use. Kieran Quilty with the claim. She knows the horse really well, and I'm confident it can be somewhere there in the finish in a race where there's a number of handy enough gallopers, but I think Clap is definitely one of those. So race 7, horse number 1.
Race 7, horse 1, Clap, and you can get $8, $2.40 for that. So a couple of plays at Cranbourne, and all we need now, Adam, is a quaddie.
So as mentioned, it's a little bit tougher, the quaddie, than perhaps normally. I've gone 3, 4, 4, and 3 is the numbers in my legs. Race 5, 2 Let Fly, 3 Let's Be Frank Baby, and the 6 Miss Tazi, 2, 3, and 6. Confident we can land the first leg. Race 6, the staying event's tough. I'm going 1 Eulara, 3 Jennifer Wish, 6 Hopkins, and 7 Luna 2, 1, 3, 6, and 7. Race 7, 1, Clap, 3, Abaddon, 8, Beneficio, and 9, Pretty Tabby, 1, 3, 8, and 9. Abaddon at the price is the one we really want there. And in race number 8, we can slightly narrow it down. 2, Bonjour de Gaulle, 3, Fasuto, and 11, My Harakoni, 2, 3, and 11. That's $144 for 100%, but of course you can flex it if you'd like.
Well done. Good calling tonight, Adam O.
Michael, thank you.
So Adam's quaddy, 2, 3, 6 into 1, 3, 6 and 7 into 1, 3, 8 and 9 into 2, 3 and 11.